This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. Of course, my name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. And for all you first-timers out there, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities of the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And joining me today is our good neighbor, Dr. Callie Lance at Chattanooga Sports Chiropractic Institute. Thank you for joining me today and being our special guest, Dr. Callie.
I'm so grateful for you inviting me on here. Thank you so much. Looking forward to chatting it up.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. You know, we're here to learn all about you and what you do, what you offer to the listeners out there. And but before we jump into all that, would you like to share anything with us about yourself or your family?
Yeah, absolutely. I originally from Medina, Ohio, moved down here after graduating chiropractic school to explore the great outdoors. This is such a mecca of outdoor activities as well as out nature. And wanted to open up my own business. Obviously I did, specializing in movement and giving a little bit more than just your typical chiropractic experience.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about that part of it. When you say a little bit more than your typical experience, let's talk about that.
Absolutely. So taking a review from one of my patients telling me, man, you approach sports medicine in a completely different way than any other practitioner that I've been to. I think that's a perfect summary of what I do. I mean, yes, it's broad, but I am going to take a different, I'm going to look at you through a different lens than anyone else would. I'm going to put you through different ranges of motion. I'm going to really figure out what your goals are, what you're not able to do, where you're trying to go with that, and what's holding you back, and go into the root cause of either the pain or dysfunction. And we're going to treat it to achieve those goals, whether that's through chiropractic manipulation, soft tissue modalities, dry needling, cupping, strength and conditioning exercises, or even rehabilitation exercises. So a little bit of a full one-stop shop, if you will.
Very, very interesting. When you talk about the strength and the strength portion of it, is that something that people do there with you, or is that something you recommend them to do on their own? How does that work exactly?
A little bit of both, honestly. So I do have some package memberships that are monthly, where you come and work out with me for 30 minutes and I put you through a strength training program. Plus, I also have a massage therapist in the office. So you get to have a 60-minute massage with Lance Thompson. We get to be the Lance dynamic duo at Sports. But otherwise, I will definitely go through exercises and send you home with them. As it is, I have three rules of the office, and number three is you have to do your home exercises because they will help you, and they give you the tools to treat yourself rather than having to rely on someone else to help you.
Okay. So not only do you get Dr. Callie, the chiropractor, but you also kind of get Dr. Callie, the personal trainer as well, huh?
100% the coach, you know? I'm always wanting to educate and help. So in any way, shape, or form that I can do that, I'm raring to go.
Education is very important, especially when it comes to our bodies. I think for too long, you know, we went and not knowing enough about ourselves and not knowing how to you know, like you said in one sentence there, how to manipulate things that for our betterment. You know, I think we went too long. So education is really important. So, you know, here you are from Medina, Ohio, and you decide to go to chiropractic school. Tell us about your journey. What took you in that direction?
It's actually a little bit of, I laugh about it now in the moment. I didn't find it funny. But, and you'll know the part that I'm talking about when I mean it, but I've been an athlete my entire life. I started as a gymnast, a dancer. I went in to play soccer for over 11 years. I was a big volleyball player, a swimmer, kind of did everything under the sun, big into sports as well. I had an opportunity to play volleyball at a couple different colleges, but I wasn't 100% sold on playing athletics. And I knew from that kind of background that my goal was always to be a doctor and have my own practice. It just kind of switched what profession I was going to go into.
Okay.
And so I was really dead set on being a physical therapist. I had an amazing experience with a physical therapist back home after a pretty severe hamstring tear. And that kind of led me down the road. So once I got to choosing college, I couldn't really decide of what would be a better program versus doing some athletics. So I decided to pick out of a hat to decide where I went to college. And that led me to the University of Cincinnati. So I did not pursue volleyball at University of Cincinnati, but I ended up rowing because, of course, as an athlete, I got bored. I had to put my energy into something besides studying and going insane sitting all day. And so I joined the rowing club. And that is actually how I found Chattanooga, was because I competed in the head of the
beach.
So a little how life leads you where you're supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
I went all the way through college and ended up on 23 wait lists for physical therapy school.
Oh, wow.
And I was kind of bored, in all honesty. I hate to necessarily say that, but while shadowing amazing doctors, don't get me wrong, that's not what I mean, but it was very, here are your steps and this is what you're going to do, rather than being able to fully focus on the body and human as a whole. And what are their actual goals rather than just to get out of pain? Why do you need to be out of pain? How can we work together as a team to achieve those goals and maybe even push past some of your wildest expectations to achieve new things and challenge yourself and push your limits? Or as my tagline is, empower your athlete within. Not being able to get into physical therapy school, I thought I was going to be a strength and conditioning coach because that's what I did in college for a couple of the universities around Cincinnati. And I just knew I wasn't going to be fully fulfilled. And so I did a little bit of research. And at around that time, my sister is also a chiropractor over in Nashville. And so I was immediately, no, never going into that profession. but I took my hard hat off and really sat down and looked at the opportunities that the chiropractic profession have and really saw how well of a fit that would be for what I'm trying to achieve and do, and fell in love with it. And here we are. And 6 years into Chattanooga Sports Chiropractic Institute.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, yeah. I was going to mention that Dr. Callie just celebrated recently her 6th anniversary in practice here in Chattanooga. So congratulations on that, for
Thank
sure.
You so much.
Yeah, and you were talking about the rowing, getting into rowing and the rowing team bringing you to Chattanooga and leaving you where you needed to go. That rowing's some serious athleticism. I mean, you have to have some strength to do that. So, yeah, I could see where that led you down that very path to where you're at now. You know, there's so much, the image of chiropractic has come so far. You know, used to people, you know, laughed at chiropractic and, you know, made jokes about it. But nowadays, y'all have proven yourselves. I mean, y'all have shown that, you know, you're the real deal in actually helping people. So congratulations on your sixth year.
Thank you.
We talked about your journey. You know, even though it has come such a long way, there are still people that I don't think they've been quite aware, have become quite aware of what chiropractic can offer them. So if somebody is thinking about approaching you, but they're kind of hindered by myths and misconceptions, can you kind of guide through a few of those things that might help them have a better feeling toward contacting you?
Absolutely. So I do actually have a handful of patients that were scared to death to even come into my office. And they're like, you're a quack. I'm like, well, I'm a little kooky, but I'm not a quack. but yes, so I will most certainly work with you on what those fears are and where those stem from. A lot of it has to do with the actual adjustment. So not every patient that comes into my office is adjusted. It's whether that is needed as well as wanted, right? Because if I adjust you and you don't want it, it's going to hurt because you're going to fight me. And then it's not going to be, you're going to have a bad experience, right? And then that's going to stem and feed off of everything, right? And increase pain in general. So we want to make sure that we're both on the same page. And if you need an adjustment, I will explain the benefits, which there are a ton of benefits. But it can be scary. It's loud, or it can be loud, not for everyone. But it kind of sounds like bubble wrap sometimes. And that's just gas being released from the joint. It's not bones being moved and replaced or put back into socket. It's just a more of a neurological reset, kind of like starting up a car, if you will. Once you have it turned off and you turn it back on, you have the engine rev. I guess nowadays with the electric cars, not so much, but you have that engine rev. So that's kind of what the cavitation or the pop is just the engine getting revved and reset.
Yeah. Okay.
It would be a better way to put it, but we're not moving bones. If you have an actual subluxation or a dislocation, do not come to my office. You are going to the ER. Please.
There we go. I think that's one thing with the image of chiropractic has changed. You know, when I had an experience with my first experience with chiropractic was years ago. And, you know, I always had that image that, you know, they go in, they're just going to crack your bones and all this stuff. And then when I actually went in, I saw the chiropractor that I went to. He was so careful. He wouldn't even touch you until he x-rayed you. You know, I mean, he just wanted to know what was going on before I sent a friend of mine that was scheduled for back surgery. And I told him, I said, please, before you let them cut you open, go see my friend. He's a chiropractor. Go see him. And the first thing he did was look at all of his charts, had all his medical records. He looked at everything. And he didn't touch him once. He said, I'm just telling you right now, the surgery is your only option. I can't help you. And so to me, that impressed me. You know, the fact that he didn't just throw him on the table and try to do the manipulation without knowing who he was and what was going on. And I think that's the image that y'all have transformed in this industry. The modern day chiropractors is you're not just about, you know, putting a treatment on somebody that you don't even know where they're at medically. You make sure first you can help them and not hurt them. So the fact you said somebody, you know, is going straight to the ER, I think that speaks highly of you, you know.
What's really cool about the profession is that a lot of us have gone through the system and been just a number and haven't gotten the care that we needed at that point in time. And we've seen other ramifications of that. And so the cool thing is we take a lot of time, or at least I most certainly do. I take time. I want to listen. I want to ask the questions. I want to make you think what can we find and change to make an impact in your life that might not even have anything to do with me putting my hands on you, but rather it's a question I asked. It's a movement that I showed that completely took away your pain and changed your life. So what can we do rather than just straight adjustments? Because it's at the end of the day, it's just a tool in the toolbox. It's a great one. But it's not the end all be all.
And a while ago, when you mentioned about the popping sounds and it being did you say gas is released? Is that the way you worded
it?
You know, we grew up saying, oh, you better stop popping your knuckles. You're going to have arthritis. You know, we heard all those things. And nowadays, they're saying, you know, that's not the case at all. That's just those gases in your knuckles popping and being released. So I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, you do. There are chiropractors put videos out there of them doing the manipulations. You hear all those noises, and it can be kind of creepy if you don't know what's going on. But I'm glad you explained that.
Yeah. Well, you can go down totally a YouTube rabbit hole with the chiropractic adjusting. Yeah. I kind of cringe a little bit when I see a patient sending me one of those. I was like, oh no, which one?
Because unfortunately, you wire that image, whatever they put out there, every chiropractor wires that image, right? Exactly. But Dr. Kelly, let's step out of the office for a minute and just talk about you personally. You're talking about you being an athlete. I got on your Facebook page and looked around and saw different pictures you had posted. Looked like you still do some running. I saw you with your dog Daisy running down the road.
Yes.
Beautiful dog, by the way.
Thank you. She is the director of greetings at the office, aka the DOG. She comes and gives you emotional support while I work on you. But yes, she's also my partner in crime. She does pretty much everything with me. I have taken my athletic journey in a slightly different route, and I now do triathlons or other endurance events.
Oh, wow.
So I've done Swim the Suck last year, the 10-mile swim in the Tennessee River, as well as an ultramarathon at Gone Loco up in Athens, Tennessee. And then I've done 6 half Ironmans and 1 full Ironman, that being here in town. And I am now training for my 7th half Ironman and 2 full Ironmans at the end of the year, as well as a relay race up in Wisconsin. So
I'm just hearing you.
Full insane.
Just hearing you tell all that, I'm tired. I'm tired just sitting here listening.
Even though I love to empower other people, my patients have had a full force of empowering me to do things I never thought were ever possible.
Well, I greatly admire you for all that, because it's very admirable that you are keep pressing forward and not letting yourself sit around. And you're taking your own advice, it sounds like, and staying moving.
I'm a terrible patient.
Well, let's not get into that now, Dr. Cal.
Right. I would rather help others than help myself, but
I would say we're all that way. We're all that way in one sense of the word, for sure. You know, getting a little bit more personal. I love the journey you've described to me so far. I've been enjoying it so much, but getting a little bit more personal. Can you describe one hardship or maybe life experience that you went through that, though being difficult, now that you've come through it, you can look back and see that you're stronger or better for it now?
There's a lot. It's kind of hard to just choose one, but I think probably the biggest is one that I touched on earlier, is going most of my collegiate career thinking and set on going to physical therapy school and thinking that that was the route I was going to take, and having to go into a profession that, in all honesty, I didn't really care for. I had a couple experiences. I've had some amazing experiences with doctors of chiropractic, but I've also had some not so good ones where I didn't feel like I was listened to didn't get the care that I needed. So I also kind of had some blinders onto the profession. But once I did my research and saw how wide of a scope chiropractic has, I was like, oh, that's actually what I'm looking for, is to be able to provide nutrition advice, strength and conditioning, be able to do some soft tissue, adjust, and have a full range of movements instead of just being pigeonholed. So in the end, yes, it worked out great for me, but in the moment, I was completely lost. I didn't know which way to go. I knew a desk job was not going to be my vibe. I have to be active. I have to be moving. I was a little lost for a bit, but I'm so grateful that I followed my heart and stuck to my guns of wanting to be a doctor and have my own practice, and went full force.
You know, what one of the beautiful things I heard about what you just said was you weren't really favorable toward the profession itself. But then when you realized that you could take that same profession where in some cases you didn't have a good experience and use that difficult experience to enhance your care for your patients. I mean, you know, that's a real life experience. When we go through something and it's not so great and we see how we can turn it around and make it better for other people so they don't have to experience that. That's what I'm hearing. And I'm sure that's why you've been in practice for 6 years now, is because your patients see that, feel that, and experience that with you. And they keep coming back, you know, and probably referring their friends and neighbors to you even, you know, because of it. So that's great. You know, if there was a lot of people out there have heard of Dr. Cali, obviously, some for the first time, maybe. So if there was one thing that you wish that you could say to everyone out there that might not know exactly who Dr. Cali is and what she's all about, there's one thing you could shout from the rooftops, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, that is such a hard question. There's so many things. There's so many different directions. I'd probably say comfortable, in all honesty, to give one adjective. Okay. I want you to be very comfortable in my presence so that we can have those tough conversations, but also comfortable enough to push your limits, right? You kind of have a safe space within the office, or just in my presence, as I hope, to push your limits, whether that is talking about some issues that are going on personally, professionally, injury wise, mentally, so that we can get to the bottom of it and find ways to step past those roadblocks, if you will. Or celebrate, right? Because life should be a celebration.
Absolutely. And I'm not trying to cage you in at all when I say one thing. If there's a few things, you know, but I tell you, the first thing that you mentioned of being comfortable, I mean, this is the first time you and I've ever met. And I have felt just completely comfortable talking with you. I like to talk to somebody who can laugh, you know, who can make me feel like that I've known you for a long time. And that's the way I feel now. I feel like I know Dr. Cali. Like if somebody said, Dr. Cali, oh yeah, me and her, we're buds, you know?
Yes, that's kind of, exactly the description I want.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the way I feel. Yeah, and you're the events that you participate in, the greatest of luck and success to you is our best wishes. I'd like to see one sometime when you compete. That would be awesome. I love those kind of events. Not that I get to participate much, but I like to watch those type of events. And so best wishes and greatest of luck. And before we go, though, I know a lot of people are going, how do we get in touch with Dr. Cali? How do we find out more about her work? So whether online or offline, tell us about how to reach you and how to find out more about you.
Absolutely. Well, one little plug. So the Half Ironman is right around the corner here in Chattanooga. It is May 19th. Come on out. Please volunteer. Wow. We most certainly love on our volunteers, and you guys make our dreams come true. But to get in contact with me, my Facebook or really any socials is Nuga Sport Cairo. And or my personal account is CalPal07. And then my website is ChattanoogaSportsCairo.com. And okay. Then we have a couple other things. So I do a Monday Mob, which is movement of our bodies. And every Monday you get a newsletter, which is kind of me just chit-chatting, whether it's telling stories from the weekend or from training or just something that caught my attention. And then we go into a movement of the day or movement of the week. And we go into an anatomy lesson of it because I'm a huge nerd, but I also love to educate. and then you get an exercise to try out and see how it feels and explore ranges of movement that you might not necessarily do on a regular basis. You can for that via my website. And I also have a podcast that is Cali's Chit Chat Corner. Right now it's just me kind of being a little bit more vulnerable with others, but I'm going to expand that into bringing some athletes on to tell their stories. So that is, you get access with the Monday Mob. And then one more is I am putting on for the second year, the Furry Scurry Fun Run. And so November 2nd is going to be where you can participate in a 5K or a 1 mile fun run down at the Chickamauga Dam. And you can bring your furry friend or no dog required and come raise some money for McCamey Animal Shelter.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
So will that be also in your newsletter reminding us of that date?
Most certainly.
Okay. All right. Two more things. So if someone wanted to stop by and grab a business card or make an appointment or wanted to call in, do you have information for that also?
I do. So I will be honest. I am a lone wolf. I wear all the hats literally and figuratively at the office. So I do not take drop-in appointments, but if you schedule your appointment right online. You can check my number, calling, most likely not going to answer because I'm going to be in with a patient, but please leave a voicemail. It's 423-815-1433.
There you go.
I'm located at Four Squares Business Center on Mountain Creek Road at Suite 170.
Okay, Mountain Creek Road. All right, most of us are familiar with the Chattanooga know where Mountain Creek Road is. That's for sure. So
where the old theater is.
Absolutely. Dr. Kelly, it has been a pleasure getting to know you and meeting you and learning more about your chiropractic institute and wish you the best of success moving forward. And thanks for being on the podcast.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Well, it's my pleasure. And to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and Chattanooga area, after meeting Dr. Callie and learning more about Chattanooga Sports Chiropractic Institute, I know that she hopes you'll take a moment to consider all she has to offer and remember her when you need or want the services that she provides. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.